All right, tune into SNY for exclusive Mets coverage, starting with the City pregame. Mets going to be alive here. This is going to be fun. Indians, Braves, Cubs, should be good crowds. Mets are right there. Fun baseball, pennant race baseball. And we bring in Keith to give us a thought of where he thinks the Mets are right now. Keith, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
All right, Keith, what are you thinking these days with the Mets?
Well, I'm thinking that Syndergaard and DeGrom. Syndergaard seems to have found himself. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch. And I think with Mats now, we'll see how he does tonight. Mats has been throwing great. You know, I always feel that pitching's the name of the game, and they can run some pretty good starters out there pretty much every day and stay away from losing streaks.
Can they get enough out of this pen, Keith, to get a wild card? Can they hold enough leads with 6 and 9 outs to go? Can they win those games?
Well, I think Mickey Callaway pretty much said it. If Diaz doesn't come around, they're going to have a hard time.
I agree.
Because you're limited to what you can do with Lugo.
Yep.
As far as his physical condition. You know, you'd love to be able to go with Lugo a couple innings, 8 and 9, but then you can't have him for 2-3 days. You can't have that in a stretch run. And, you know, Diaz, I think, I don't know. It's just to me, I think he's lost his confidence. It's obvious he has no command at all on any of his pitches, even his fastball. And I just think if he doesn't pull out of it, it's going to be tough. But you know what? There's so much parity here, and the Mets can hit. As you know that, they can score runs.
Yeah, they can.
So the offense has got to pick it up and keep doing what they're doing. And I just think that Mickey Callaway, and he's very much aware of this, is going to have to push the starters. This is go to the whip now. I mean, it's a stretch run here. You've got a bunch of teams that are vying for the both wild card spots. You know, the Cardinals and Washington are going to be tough, or the Cubs, whoever wins that division. You know, you have to crawl. You're going to have to climb over one of those teams. So we'll see what happens.
A couple of guys have really picked it up. Davis last month has really picked it up. He's been really good. You know, big spots. He's gotten big hits, big at bats. Also hitting .390 the last month.
Well, he's like the blue collar worker on this team. He's very kind of goes under the radar screen. He's just been solid, and actually played a decent left field. I mean, you would think that. You know, him being out there might be a distraction, but he's held up well out there. He's got a strong arm. But you're right. He's got he's been, as far as his offense, he's been very clutch. Been in the middle of innings. God, he's having a fabulous year. Since he's been starting, you can't take him out of the lineup.
No, he's been terrific. And last month, Conforto has. I know you've always been a big Conforto guy. His last month, 9 homers, 26 RBIs for the last month. He's had a great last month for the Mets.
Yes, and, you know, he's transformed into a power hitter, and, you know, the game is different today. There's more emphasis on home run. Hey, Ronnie. And I've kind of come to terms with it because, you know, basically with Alonso and Conforto back-to-back, it's a pretty good right-left power punch right there. You got a guy with 40 home runs, and who knows if he's going to hit 50.
You
got plenty of time to hit 50. You got Conforto that could hit close, you know, 38 home runs. You know, that's a pretty powerful 1-2 punch.
It really is. I give Alonso credit because every time it looks like maybe he's really got himself in some trouble where, you know, things aren't going to work out, he finds a way, he gets through it. You know, it looks like he looks bad for a week, but then he comes out of it. He doesn't go into these prolonged valleys. He seems to battle out of it very well.
He hasn't had a prolonged slump. I guess the biggest slump he had was coming out of the All-Star break. And I can see that he went to the All-Star game, his first All-Star game. There's a lot more activities now on the players. It's very draining physically. There's no rest for them. So it's really not an off period for them. And, you know, I could care less about the home run derby, but it's, you know, it's very important to the fans and obviously very important to Pete Alonso. He got out of that slump.
And he did.
What I like about him is that he's a pretty good two-strike hitter.
Yeah, and he'll use the whole field, too. He'll use the whole field.
Yes, he got two hits up the middle, a thick guy, and, you know, two big little not hard hit ground balls up the middle, but they were all but two strikes, and he battled that at those at bats, and they were big clutch base hits up the middle. That's what impresses me, because you would think that a guy, you think of a guy at 40 home runs, you think that, and he strikes out a lot, that he's not going to be a good two strike hitter. You know, he's going to have to hit with the count in his favor, blah blah blah. But that's not the case with Pete.
And Ramos has hit well, too. You know, he hasn't been a defensive catcher everybody hoped for, but his offense, he's gotten a lot of big hits. He's used the whole field, and he's really hit well during this hot streak for the Mets.
Well, he's got a body of work. He can hit. He's the back of his baseball card. You know, he went into the slump in the middle of the season. I knew he would eventually break out. He goes the other way, naturally. He's been one of the best clutch hitters on our team. This year, and I do honestly feel that his defense has improved a little bit over the last month. He tends to get a little bit lazy back there as the game progresses, but he's picked it up behind the plate. I think everybody's kind of smelling this amazing little stretch run, a little potential postseason will do.
You know, Rosette, we're talking with Keith Hernandez, Mets tonight, big game, Indians, Braves, Cubs, 9-game homestand, very big for the Mets, who are now 2 games behind right now. Obviously, all big games the rest of the way. It's going to take 88 wins probably, I think, to get a wild card. That means you've got to play good baseball the rest of the way. Are you a believer that Rosario's 23? Is he a keeper going forward, or is he a guy that you still have some questions about going forward?
Well, no one's ever a keeper. If something comes down the road, trade-wise, that's too good to turn down.
I mean, Alonso and McNeil are going to be here a long time. I mean, do you think Rosario
I think Rosario's going to be here. He's 23.
Oh, you do?
He hustles. He runs everything out. I think this is what's important about this team that I like. If you remember last year, the first half of the season, Rosario wasn't running out balls, and someone got in his ear right before the All-Star break, I don't know which coach, and told him that you better start busting. I'm speculating here, because all of a sudden, beginning last year at the All-Star break, second half of the season, Rosario started running everything out, and it lifted up his game. And he's carried it over this year. I was very well to see what was going to happen this year. He's run everything out, Mike, all year long. It's lifted his game. He's coming around now. He knows how to hit a little bit better. I do think at times he kind of overswings. But you can't put a harness on a hitter like him. It's like putting a harness on I'm going to date myself here. You're going to put a harness on Manny Sanguian.
No, I understand.
Who was a notorious bad ball hitter.
You couldn't walk Sanguian.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So let him swing the bat. And I'm glad he's up at the top of the order.
He's got his average up to 291. He's been hitting like crazy.
He is another guy that's been kind of overshadowed because you've got Alonso hitting the 40 home runs and you've got McNeil in a race for the batting title. And Rosario has been very, very key to this ball team's resurgence. I like the way he plays. And another thing, too, he comes to the park, he plays every day.
Yeah, and it doesn't. You're right. Plays every day. He gets his, four or five at bats every day. Plays every day, and uses the whole field. Also, he's not. He uses the whole field too. He's not. He's not trying to pull the ball.
Well, I think that Cano has been an enormous influence, positive influence on. Rosario. It started in spring training with a great spring that Cano had going the other way, and I think Rosario followed that lead. But what I've seen now in the second half, Mike, as he's gotten more confident, he's pulling a little more. So he's learning, and I just think that he's 23 years old, and the future lies in front of him. I mean, he's a good player, very good player.
We're talking with Keith as the Mets open up this series. We're going to get around it, but it's still going to come back to this bullpen. Everything's going to and that's why Diaz, I agree with Mickey. I don't see how anything can happen with that. They just don't have enough places to go if Diaz can't do it. So much is going to come down. Do you think a guy like that can a guy like that regain confidence in season, or is it almost impossible to do?
Nothing's impossible. I don't really know the real what's inside, what's going on inside of Edwin. You know, you're playing in New York. You got a new fan base. Things haven't gone. Things tend to snowball, and this has not been, you know, a good year for him. And it has just been baffling. And you know, even in spring training, he gave up home runs and didn't pitch well. So this has been the entire year from the very beginning. And you know, maybe it's a new fan base. Like I said, it puts a little more pressure on you. It's New York. A little more of a glare on you, you know, with expectations, you know, and it may take him a year to get acclimated here. But if they don't have him down the stretch, I mean, if he got it together and pitched like he did last year,
oh, they could
down
they
the
could,
stretch,
they could,
down the stretch run,
they could make it. They
look
could
out.
Make it. Yeah, no, they could make it. You know, their offense has been consistent, and they come from behind. You talked about the starting pitching. They have, you know, if Matt's pitches, they got five guys you can send out there every game. So, I mean, they have pitching. They've played well. The question is now, you know you're going to be in tight games. You know you're going to have to get outs. You know you're going to have to be in your pen in the eighth and ninth inning. The question is, can they get those last six outs in these games?
Well, that's what it's all about in the National League. You know that when you don't have the DH and you start making all the moves, you've got to have more emphasis on bullpen. I mean, we've got three guys in the bullpen now that basically come up from AAA. Mickey's going to have to lean on Wilson from the left side. Avalon, surprisingly, since coming back, has been good. But I think Wilson's going to be the number one left-hander in there. You have to lean on him. And you're with Gazelman down now. I mean that doesn't help for sure. You know, Gazelman goes out there and at least goes after hitters. Well, he is what he is. You have to beat him. And so, you know, where do you go? I mean, that's why they play the games. They're going to be hard pressed. I think if they have leads, you're going to see a lot of Wilson in the eighth inning. I guarantee you, because you can't use Lugo.
Do you think this team, can you see that this team believe? Do you think this team believes in itself? Do you think it's gotten to that point now with the way it's played the last month?
Yes, I think they do. And whether I think they're confident, they're exuberant. I worry a little bit about the exuberance because they're young. But you know what? This is a great learning experience for them. Whether they get to it or not, when this season's over, this will be such a learning curve for the young players on this team that are going to be here a long time, that they were down in the dumps and out. And I'll be honest with you, 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago, I thought we'd be calling meaningless games.
And, yeah, I agree with you. So did I. I agree with you.
And now they're in it, and I think it's a great experience for them. That it's never over, and you know, until it's over, and they're back in the hunt, and let's just see what happens. They've only got the Marlins now. That's the only patsies they're going to have. They're going to play against the big boys now, and it's going to be great fun.
And I tell you, you know, Washington is going to be around. That Washington team is good. I mean, and I think they're a little different. I think this year they just have a little different feel to them than they had in the past, where they always couldn't figure out a way to win in the postseason. They could be dangerous with that rotation in the postseason.
I agree 100%. They've got it together. Their bullpen, everybody has blemishes.
Yep.
Their bullpen is suspect. I mean, Doolittle, you know, I think he's lost a bit of his fastball, and he's a one-pitch pitcher. Kind of reminds me of Al Hrabowski when I played with the Matt Hungarian with that high fastball, and I think he's lost a little bit of the gas. You know, I'm curious to see the Cubs when they come in because they've been struggling a little bit lately. They took care of business against the Pirates. But the Pirates are awful.
Awful.
I'm very curious to see what is going on with the Cubs. It's just going to be a great homestand. Absolutely.
Oh, it is. It's going to be fun seeing the Braves in between, and then the Cubs. It's going to be a lot of excitement. Going to be fun games. I agree with you. It's going to be it's what you know, late August. That's what you're looking for. That the Mets they've made this a baseball season. That's the fun part. They've made this a baseball season.
And you know what? The fan base here, they love their team. They play with emotion. I think that Alonso is kind of taken over. He's the mouthpiece in that clubhouse for the press. And I've been reading, and I look forward. I never read game stories because I see the games. I just don't have an interest to read game stories. But of late, with Alonzo talking to the press and taking the leadership vocally, and he says all the right things. You know, he's a team guy, and I find myself going in there and looking in and see what Pete's got to say day in, day out. So this team is pulling. They're behind each other. You know, whenever it's a group effort, and they've got the fever. I think it'll be great.
It's going to be fun to watch. Thank you, Keith. We'll talk to you. Thanks very much.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Keith Hernandez, as he sets the scene for tonight, the Indians, then the Braves, then the Cubs. So if you're a Met fan, you want to be out at Citi Field. I expect good crowds. This is fun baseball. This is it. The Mets are two games out. They're right there. They're starting pitching. They're going to pitch Matt Stroman and Syndergaard in this series. You know the Indians are good. You know the Braves are good. They had to read their star, the Riot Act, you know. Acuna had to get because he didn't hustle on a ball. I mean, that guy, his numbers, they're insanely good. I mean, that guy, other than Trout, he's probably the best player in baseball. And he's had an incredible year, but they had to give him the Riot Act because he didn't hustle on a ball. But right now, you got the Braves, Washington's playing well. You got the Mets right there. Cubbies have slipped a little. The Cardinals have moved into first place. Right there for the wild card. And these nine games at home, big as they get, starting this evening. Back after this.